Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be discussing investing in a special type of land. Of course, people may be used to looking at residential and commercial, but we're going to be looking at a different asset class. And to do that, we're very kindly joined by the CEO of Landex, Kamel Belkadi. Kamel, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Hi, Jonathan. I'm glad to be in UK Magazine again.
Yes, we did speak months ago, Kamel, because you were on Cedars at the time. And you had a campaign which was successful. And again, you're back on Cedars now. We've seen growth in the company that warrants further investment. Looking at the Cedars campaign here, you very, very quickly exceeded your target. You're now in overfunding. So that's something that we're going to discuss on the podcast a little bit later on, how people can get involved with that and what the proposition is there. But for people that are listening to this, and maybe didn't catch the first podcast we did together, Kamel, would you be able to give us, please, an introduction into Landex?
So Landex is the first European land investment platform that enables anyone to invest in farmland. So basically, investors from all European countries, like European Union countries, including UK and Switzerland, can invest in farmland using our platform, or our mobile application. So the minimum investment is 10 euros. It's available for anyone. So I invite everyone to start investing into farmland because it's a very unique asset.
So we'll of course be including a link in the notes to this podcast so you can check out the Landex website. So, I mean, let's ask the question, Kamel, why farmland? So of course, people are used to investing in residential and commercial. Why farmland? Why not forest lands, for example?
So we choose farmland because it's a very unique asset. First, its supply is finite. This is important for investors as it means that the limited amount of land helps to increase its value over time. Second, the demand for farmland and farmland products keeps on growing because the world population keeps on increasing. Third, it has low volatility and great return. And finally, its value does not depend on the state of the economy. The value of farmland depends on the price of food. That is overall inflation and on the supply and demand for farmland. So the reason why we have chosen to deal with farmland and not forest land is that forest land has different economics. Forest land produces timber, which takes decades to grow. Farmland produces food, which takes few months to grow. Farmland is more interesting for investors and less risky. If your forest catch like fire, I mean, you will lose decades of returns, while this is not the case in farmland.
Okay, fantastic. So I understand, Kamel, that Landex is a year old. Celebrated your first year recently. For listeners, would you be able to give us a idea of the key milestones that you've achieved in the last year, please?
Yeah, so today in Landex we have over 2,000 investors from different 30 countries. That overall they invested roughly like 450,000 euro, and our year-to-date growth I think is like 400%.
Fantastic. So I mean, if you're looking at the fundamentals of your company, Kamel, you're an investment company. Of course, you know, anybody looking at the Bank of England statement yesterday here in the UK will be aware that we're probably heading for a recession, as well as possibly in countries throughout Europe. What are the benefits of looking at farmland during a period of economic downturn?
I mean, because farmland economics, it does not increase or decrease in value according to the state of the economy. Supply and demand of farmland plus price of food, that's it. I mean, that's the price of inflation. So farmland is very great inflation hedge, and like it can protect investors' money from economic recession and this like wings in the economy.
So I just want to talk now, Kamel, if we may, about one of the reasons that we're seeing these economic issues. Now, that's, of course, the inflationary pressures that we're seeing that's being caused by Russian aggression in Ukraine. And just recently, Putin signaled that he was ready to escalate the invasion in Ukraine. I mean, how is that having an influence on farmland and indeed investment in farmland in Estonia and the rest of Europe?
So, I mean, as anyone knows, Ukraine is one of the main grain producers and exporters in the world. This is because the land in Ukraine is fertile, one of the most fertile in Europe, basically. If peace doesn't come back to Ukraine, then the pressure on the farmland market won't decrease either. This means the price are not about to go down. Quite the opposite, it will go higher.
Okay. So let's now move on, if we may, please, Carmel, to the Cedars round. Because, as I said, this is the second time you've been on Cedars this year. First round successful. Looking at this second round, also successful over funding. I mean, let's just focus. There's a few points here that investors will be keen to know about. I mean, first of all, how much money are you looking to raise this time round, and what will those funds be spent on?
Just to clarify, this is our second round, we're raising money. But first round was not on Cedars, it was on Fundwise, which is local crowdfunding platform in Estonia. Okay. So this is our first time on Cedars. So, I mean, on Cedars currently we are looking to raise over 100,000 euro. And actually, we are already in the overfunding stage. At the moment, we have raised 112,000 euro, I think something like this. And the company is valuated at 3.5 million euro.
Fantastic. So, you know, in terms of your growth plans, Carmel, what would the funds raised be allocated to?
So the fundraise, we are planning to use the fundraise to extend Landex to other European countries, offering farmland from other countries, not only in Estonia. And we are also planning to apply for EU crowdfunding license. So we are 100% regulated. So that's the plan to do. That's the plan.
Okay, great. So now let's just look at Landex as a business. Now, of course, your focus at the moment is on farmland, but you know, as investors will know, as investment platforms grow, they do diversify their offering as they grow a user base. I mean, is this something that's possibly in the pipeline for Landex going forwards?
In the near future, Landex will remain a farmland company. You can already do a lot of diversification with farmland itself. There are different type of farmland, like grassland, permanent crops, or non-permanent crops. According to the country where they are located, these plots are more or less productive, which impact their prices. I mean, some are riskier when located below sea level, like in Netherlands, for example. So all of these variables contribute to diversification. All of these things will play a role in diversification. But for us, we want to keep our main focus only on farmland. Probably the usage of farmland will be different. We will diversify this.
Okay, so just as an idea here for investors that are considering Landex, I mean, what are the returns that you're offering investors in the farmlands?
So our current return is between 11 and 12% theoretically, but practically it's 15 to 16% practically. So with Landex, investors can have their return through our secondary market, where they can exit their investment. They can have yearly return because we are renting this farmland to farmers. So the yearly return is 3 to 2%, at least for Estonian land. Or they can hold it and wait for us to sell it to external buyer, and then they can get their money back plus some profits.
Fantastic. So just to finish off now, please, Carmel, what should investors keep an eye out for from Landex in the next 12 months?
So we will expand to other European countries. We will acquire much better quality of farmland. We are aiming to go to Spain, to Netherlands, to Portugal to buy farmland there. And by that, when you do that, the land price appreciation plus the land dividends will be much higher.
Fantastic. Thank you. So people listen to this, just to a final point here. We're going to be putting some notes to this podcast, so it'll include a link. But you know, if people want to find out some more information about Landex, what's your website and what's the best place to find some information, Carmel?
So like they can contact us through like info@landex.ai or carmel@landex.ai. Or they can just simply visit our website and they will find all instructions to contact Landex team.
Fantastic. That's great. So, Carmel, thank you very much for being on the podcast today.
Thank you so much.
So, just as a final note, as Carmel said, do contact them via that email address or check out the notes of this podcast. There'll be a link through to their website as well as their page on Seeders where they're already in overfunding. Carmel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember all investment involves risk.